Thousands of Barbadians are already taking courses with the National Transformation Initiative and the world's number one provider of online education, Coursera. What are you waiting for?
I encourage everybody tonight. Don't care how old you are. As long as you can get that computer turned on, it's at your own pace. And the little thing about it, right? Even though that you week might pass or 2 days might pass, it gives you the opportunity to reset the deadlines. So you ain't got an excuse. You can go back and you can be 56 and you want to do something. My mother is 56 years old and she knows doing auxiliary nursing. We're proud of my mother at 56. There are other people here that believe that they can't do something. Go for it. Only thing you can't do it is when you talk. So you got the choice. Plug into the NTIA Coursera courses.
Go for it at training.nti.org.bb. You can't lose if you're learning.
Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme, we've got two wonderful guests in the studio, Carissa and the mighty Shawnee, still to come right here on Voice of Barbados.
I want to hear more Pan Pally Road.
Pan Pally Road.
Sweet.
Pan Pally Road. Pan Pally Road.
I want to hear more Pan Pally Road.
Pan Pally Road.
Sweet.
Pan Pally Road.
Sounds so sweet, so rhythmic, like magic in the beat. No secret, carnival wouldn't be complete. Need more of it. When jamming in the street, when Steve are coming down, blazing up the town, party now begun. I wanna hear more Pan Pally Road.
Pan Pally Road.
Sweet
Pan Pally Road.
Music from the mighty Shawnee. Pan pon the road. Pan player from St. Luke. Sounding voice of Carissa. My Time, written by Carissa. Here's your Hanje.
Staring me.
music from Yahanje. We're going to take in another one from the mighty Shawnee. Then go live and direct to the main man, Sluggy Dad.
Take the lane if you want it. Take the lane if you want it.
From the mighty Shawnee, as we say good evening to the man, the boss. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners and respect, and I'm not no boss. I'm indeed the man, though, so I appreciate that. But I'm not. I ain't a boss. I'm a humble servant. You are the boss, Sir Ollie.
Oh, thanks, Slugs.
Be a generator, man. And Rhyme, lure me down there. Boss, chef, Miss Supervisor, Mrs. E. Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme. I have two special guests in the building. We have Miss Carissa Chase. She was busy when the others from Teen Talent came. You know, she get a big role now, so sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes she's a bit too busy for us. So we had to ask her today to please oblige us. But congratulations on everything, Carissa, and welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everyone.
I still got some new locks and thing. Daisy, new image now?
Just for now.
Yeah, all they have is hot. The microphone hot. They hot. They gotta blame you. They have Shawnee, one called Shawnical, and I have to let Barbados know something right now, right? Shawnee was all on Facebook, all over the internet. All they want you to listen to this. And I got my boy Rakon drums behind me too. Rakon, want you listen to this, right? He walking about saying he's the extempo king in Barbados. He's the hardest at extempo. So for the youngster that don't know, extempo is just freestyling, you understand? But over calypso. You see, so Shawnee here saying he's the best. He said today we got a showdown, send out poster, send out flyer, send out video. Use my platforms. Shawnee saying he's the best, you know. But I miss, you know, like my mouth too big. You know the problem got. So I miss and see it again, murdery on radio. I miss and see it so and he here. And purposely did not bring his guitar today. When I could believe that, I want Barbados, saying somebody, saying Mighty Gabby, saying the hardest one I got in Barbados. We doing the extempo challenge every Saturday, live on radio, everybody versus Sluggy. Shawnee, why did you not bring the guitar? Come close to the microphone. Man. Don't show your way. Put your mouth, right, turn the microphone properly, please.
Yeah, I got good. I got you.
Man. Right, man, speak into the mic like a I man. You ready?
I didn't have the guitar, so it was too much trouble. And
for a guitar?
Yeah.
But you could catch the bus with a guitar, B? I just came from Black Rock, right? Yeah. And the little man was on the van on the guitar, with a guitar? We being serious?
Yeah, I know, man. But you told me that you can got some instrumental, so I don't know.
But if I bring the instrumental, I can offer you more. I wanted you, listen, and tell me this ain't fear, Barbados, and Barbados don't want to love at Stanpool. 43, Audie, what's your number? Get a number.
434-1790.
Right, 434-1790. Right, 434-1790. I want you all to call in and tell me who would like to see Sluggy Challenge, because he's challenging everybody to at Stanpool, and they're running from me. I want him to tell me if I want to believe Shawnee excuse. 434-1790. Shawnee excuse is he got a drop down here. You want to drive? You want to drive?
I drive.
Somebody drop you. He got a drop down here, and the body one want he bring his guitar in them car. The guitar too big. What guitar this is? Like, you grab it 3 feet? You got a call already? Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We have the Queen, Carissa, fifth place, you know, for me, the most improving the competition. Extremely disciplined, a wonderful artist. We can take in a little she song today as well. Well, an old tune, but a new tune to you, my time, you know, and have a chat with her. Carissa Chase, you know, I can plug in her all the time. That's my people's. And Frighten Shawnee, and he's Ronnie Clark Frank. So, Ronnie, that's easy here. I'm bringing the instrument and going, Ronnie. I challenge your friend Shawnee and everybody in Barbados that hard to stand for a battle and everybody running.
Everybody running?
I didn't know if it's saying Ronnie Clark, do tell them left that boy Sluggy. But Shawnee's Ronnie friend and he purposely didn't bring the guitar today. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Good evening. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, hello.
Hi, Sluggy Dan.
It's me.
Good evening to you and good evening to your guests.
Good evening, four.
Good times. Evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad at all. I hear this big clash in there that Shawnee Frighten.
Not you here. He ain't bringing to ask. All right, hold on a minute, caller. I can mute my microphone now, right?
Man.
I don't tell people who you are. I know who the person is already. Because they wanted to throw licks in you in this at stamp up on radio. But he ain't bring the guitar. But anyhow, I want you to ask him. I'm going to hush. I want you to ask him why he did not bring the guitar. And I then want you to answer me fairly and honestly if you think the excuse is true. Go ahead.
What is the excuse?
Well, the fella telling me that he can bring some instrumental. Uh-huh. So, you know, he need to walk with the guitar, but still walk with it, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Now, I want Sluggy Dan to know. He's my friend, too.
Yeah.
I want you to know that Shawnee don't run for nobody.
No way, man. No way.
And I want you to know that you are Sluggy. I got a man to put on him. You, Sluggy, and Gabby, and all of them.
You count right. Eddie Hardest and Bim.
No.
I ask you to tell you. Eddie Hardest thing in Bim. So why nobody ain't coming?
Sluggy and Ronnie.
Why nobody ain't coming?
I don't know.
I tell him when I am the hardest. Still bring some boy to prove me wrong.
I regard the candidate for this guy.
You got an next caller? You got an next caller? I don't want to excuse this man. I Sluggy, who am not a Calypsonian. Never singing and just never went to get in the semifinals, nothing. I'm the hardest. Stempel King in Barbados by far.
I am disputing that.
I challenge Adrian Clark and he ran too.
What I can say now, if you give him a little chance, is I got a man that Vinny Rumors and Ronnie Clark, and you should know this too, Sluggy, because you on top of things. And Shawnee, my good friend,
yes,
I tell you this, I can put structure for all of them.
Structure, man. That's my boy.
So listen, we're doing at Stempo. Let me warn one because what's happened with these Calypsonians names that want to call in, right? You listening to me?
Of course.
Because all these names you're calling, I've heard all. Listen to me. Man, when I come, when I do not know, we'll be singing about nothing. So, you know, when I can't plan the songs at home, plan no lines at home. I come. I can meet the public calling that wanna do or no, or I can tell the announcer in here whoever the host is to just choose random things that wanna do or no in here. At Stempo is off the brain.
Oh, yeah.
These people in Barbados cannot at Stempo. That's what Sluggy see here. Bring them.
Sluggy.
Bring them.
I got to run now, but I can left this with you.
You have to run, not
no,
you got
no,
to.
No, I'm running, but I can
have to. I tell you, I see all in Bim. None of them at Stempo. None.
You get my chance. See, I can tell you.
Plan Cone is not at Stempo, man.
A knight in Conqueror's Calypso attempt. This guy's structure.
Don't impress me.
Yeah, 15 on course and sing every night a different verse.
Bring it.
You understand?
Bring it. They got Zoom.
The best.
They got Zoom.
We hear related.
Wesley.
Yes, please.
They have Zoom. All know Ollie is here ready to operate the Zoom. You can ask Ollie. Ollie, make a minute for me, please. I want to ask you for Barbados to hear. Because yes, I don't bluff. It's the realest thing in BIM. Ollie, you have Zoom available?
We have Zoom.
Can anyone that we allow enter the Zoom?
Most certainly, sir.
Good, and you are being serious, right?
I'm as serious as how you look right now, Sluggy.
Good, you could go back and mute. Cause these people is bluff. Good, you hear for yourself. No excuses. Next caller 4341790. I want to know why these people are afraid. All of these Stempo Kings, Shawnee and Adrian Clark running.
Oh yeah,
ducking.
Take care, Wesley.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Go on, Sophie. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. 4341790. We just making sport here. Like people know we just making sport and having fun. It's Christmas time.
Yeah,
it's the Christmas season. It's the festive season. And I'm on one. So we up. Carissa.
Yes, please.
No. When you were supposed to be on our show, right?
Yes.
I heard that you had a private function that you had to attend because you are now a supervisor.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Well, first and first, how old are you, may I ask?
20.
You 20 still?
Yes, 20 still.
You 20 long, yeah?
I won't mind being 20 forever.
What month you born in?
April.
That's way. Yeah. Okay, so how you get from no leaving school? Ain't know what you're doing yet. Just know you want to sing. Just know you like being in the kitchen. The blam at 20 be a supervisor already. How that journey took place?
Well,
and congrats, by the way.
Thank you. Well, I went to school at the law school, and I always knew from about second form that I wanted to be a chef. So I had to make the decision going into third form whether I'm going to choose music or food and nutrition. And I dropped my music and took up the food and nutrition, and I told myself, well, if this is really what I want to do, I'm going to do it. And I pursued it all the way up to upper six. When I finished school, I started my first job at the West Coast Bar and Grill as a cook. But when COVID came and everything shut down, it was like nothing. So then I started...
Wait, you went through this? You went through... Wait, you was 20, you said?
Yes.
So all you say you went through this thing we went through already, or we were going through now?
Already.
Shawnee, these young people, boy, living life, Shawnee, boy.
Well, yeah, boy.
So during COVID, I started studies at the Barbados Career Development Institute, and I started studying business and human and social biology. And after that, I saw on Instagram the opportunity to work at the Sands Hotel. I applied, and I got through as a commis chef. And just after 6 months, I was promoted to junior sous chef.
Congrats, boy. Blind. Carrie success. That is great. And you, what would you credit so far most of success? The institute that you institution you went to after school? You said the Barbados Career Institute? Or was it all?
But I pay my full respects to the law school because that mm-hmm. is where most of my knowledge and qualifications would have came from.
That is secondary school. That is such a great thing, especially given sometimes the lashes that the educational system will get. You know what I mean? You hear the talk or see the posts on social media. But to hear a young lady at 20 years old say, well, she can honestly credit her secondary school for her success at 20. You know what I mean? That's managerial role already. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's beautiful, man.
You understand? Yeah. Can credit our school system.
Oh, yeah.
So what you think that particular system worked for someone like you? What about it to you made it work?
For me, it was the teachers that I had at the time, especially Sonia St. Hill and Miss Doyle. Those were the two that pushed me the most all the times that I wanted to give up. They always gave me reasons why I should keep going and always motivated me along the way.
Nice. I love that. From your explaining, Carrie, it sounds like if from like third form onward, you were already career focused,
yes,
and
I was.
And the program you was in at school allow for that, which is a beautiful thing. You had any plans set out in leaving school, like exactly what you wanted to do in the field, or you was just going along? What were your plans in your mind compared to where you are now?
Well, when I finished
How different school, or similar are they?
When I finished school, it was just the same time as when COVID had now came to Barbados, so I was completely clueless because I didn't know how long the duration of COVID-19 would have been. And it had me feeling as though, well, should I pick up my career path now or should I wait till after COVID? But it didn't make sense waiting because, like I said, I didn't know how long the duration would have been. So all I could have done was keep the faith and find something to do to occupy my time until.
COVID was such a weird time to a whole. How do you take your mind out of that place you was in?
Well, I had no choice because at the time I was doing my final year of CAPE, and it was either stay in depression and study COVID or focus on school and try to get it done.
So you had to wheel your way out of it.
Yeah, I had no choice.
I love that. Carissa Chase, 20 years old. Now, how did you manage to balance being in such a supervisory role, but then subject yourself personally to silent competition, you know, because others judging you, you are at their mercy, you know what I mean? You must satisfy what they like and their taste, you know what I mean? So from going like balancing that sometimes in the same day, and you know my brain weird, so it's one of everybody think like me, it's kind of handle such different dynamics. One thing you get me, it make me feel weird, like pulling and tugging at the same time. You say pulling and pushing at the same time. how do you balance that though, mentally, coming from that to that?
Well, for me, music was always a part of me from young, so it was never a hard decision to make whether it was balancing one or both at the same time. During school, I would go to school, and from after school straight to Richard Stout Teen Talent on Thursday evenings, sometimes getting home after 10 o'clock, after 11 o'clock at night, so I'm back to school the next morning for 8 o'clock. But I was dedicated, so I did whatever it took to make sure that I got the job done.
I love that. Carissa Chase. Ollie, you have her tune that we could pull up?
Ready and waiting, Sluggy.
Yeah, Blaze, let people get peace more. Carissa Chase, we can come back.
Carissa.
Bang, 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 bang. Carissa, Chase, Miley, you blaze music at work?
All the time.
Should I be talking about?
That's sweet, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Aye.
Like it, Shawnee.
It's sweet to all.
You got you feel it? Like you were texting lyrics today?
Nah, yeah.
You're the good tune, though. Who write this one?
I wrote this song with Dario Waldron, Ready Artist.
Oh, big up Mr. Ready. Ready, the name is Green Shanty.
Yes, Green Shanty Production.
Big up Green Shanty Pro, Carissa Chase. Now, this is the end of your journey with Teen Talent, or you don't know yet?
No, I have one more year, that's if I choose to continue.
Don't forget, it's a 21.
Yes, yeah. Up to 21.
Nice. How do you feel this year, right? Your name calling in top 5.
When I heard my name, I was completely overwhelmed.
Because you see, like, you didn't want to move or saying, you sleep on stage there, you're a movie.
I was in complete shock because I have been singing in Teen Talent for about 7 years now. Making it to finals about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And never ever placing before until this year. And to me, it meant a lot because I really put in a lot of hard work into the music, and this year was the first year that I ever sang an original song, so it meant a lot to me.
Yes.
On finals night.
It's really, that study, you know, even the first thing you do sing that is yours.
Yeah.
You get the best result.
It's true.
Just study that, you know what I mean? So it only goes to show that you can do your own thing and progress. We have a caller. Bajan, rhythm and rain 4341790 is the number. We have the young lady, Carissa Chase, supervisor. What's the workplace name?
You gotta give him a plug. Hotel.
Sands?
The Sands Hotel.
The Sands Hotel, supervisor at the Sands Hotel, also in the top 5 at Richard Stout Teen Talent Competition. You just heard her song, My Time, and they have my brethren, my buddy, Shawnee, a.k.a. Shawnee Colon, inside. Welcome to Bajan, rhythm and rain.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to congratulate the young lady
mm-hmm.
for being focused
mm-hmm.
and paying attention to all things that are profitable to her and not being carried away by, you know, somebody saying, oh, you're good, and, you know, getting overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah, getting your fault.
So, and sort of getting too big for your boots.
Yeah.
In no time.
Yeah.
But also applying herself to her studies and something else
mm-hmm.
that will make her bread even if she is not needing it herself.
It's true.
So I am very happy about that. Richard is my friend. I've been friends for a long time.
Sir Stout.
79 and so on. I actually have a little bit of music around me.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a musician.
Oh, big up daddy.
Choir master and all that sort.
A choir master? Of his church? Which school?
not with church. The bell playing choir.
Oh, the bell playing choir.
You don't know anything about that, Slug. You're too young.
I am young.
You don't know.
I'm not young, but I appreciate
it. Do you know about the New Year's Day in 1951?
In 1951?
Villagers, all this frosty day, let your door swing open wide. The wind may follow and snow be tied. Yet draw us in by your fire to bide. Joy shall be yours in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You know that choir?
You done? You done already?
Sweet.
You ever heard about that choir?
Nah, I never heard about the choir, but your song good. You used to sing in the choir too?
Of course.
You used to sing with alto?
Eventually.
Or eventually?
Well, I'm soprano.
It's Christmas time. You say you ain't give me saying for Christmas.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, give me. I want no one Christmas songs when you used to sing in the choir during that time.
Oh Lord, that was 1951. You know, I am 83 years old.
So you can't remember one Christmas song? Just give me one.
I can remember, but I didn't plan. That was not my plan when I called.
Next week, prepare one to sing for me next week.
Anyhow, Snuggie, I will have to get to you. Otherwise, as far as these things are concerned, you haven't heard mm-hmm. about the bell playing choir.
I'm not sure. Bell playing choir?
Yes.
No.
So you haven't heard about the New Year's thing where they used to have the competitions?
Well, no, you never heard about it. Tell me a little about it. No, do you have a competition on New Year's Day in bell playing?
Not in bell playing. In Barbados. The whole the place, there's a hell of a choir.
Mm-hmm.
The choir from St. Philip.
Nice.
A choir Eagle Hall.
Uh-huh.
And we call it Chapman Lane.
So what happened it done? What they done with it?
All them there, so they had. And my daddy had the bell playing choir. I went down there in front of Captain Raisin and
Captain Raisin? Captain Raisin from your police band?
Of course. There were three things. Mm-hmm. three big judges.
Mm-hmm.
That morning.
And all the choirs used to compete against each other on New Year's Day.
That one fella that was really funny.
Uh-huh.
He used to get all like if you're riding a horse coming around to the last thing, he got the two hands. He got his two hands and he pushing like if he come around the last bend, they start to come up the street at the garrison. Really. At that time, you call them community choirs. There was a man called Melvin, who is his name now? In Hillaby, he had a shop. Melvin Best.
Well, he was the choir master too?
Yeah, he had a choir.
Oh, you say he owned a shop?
Yes.
A shopkeeper was a choir master too?
Well, my daddy was a shopkeeper.
And your daddy was a shopkeeper and a choir master too? Nice boy.
He was an only shopkeeper, the choir master. He was a father of seven daughters.
Oh, nice. Seven daughters, I mean, he's a good man. But if you get some of
the last.
Yeah, nice. You are the last.
Yes, please.
So you calling from St. Andrew?
No, please.
Well, where are you calling from?
Unfortunately, I'm calling from.
Unfortunately?
Well.
You started to live where you live?
No, well, I would not mind if I had to be in St. Andrew from time to time.
Oh, could you?
But anyhow, I live in Cavill.
Oh, big up everybody in Cavill still. Your heart is in St. Andrew. Sorry to everyone listening in Cavill.
I tell you already, I'm 83. Cavill cannot claim me as such. I was growing when I came up here. This is my house and all the sort of stuff, and I retired and all that sort of thing. So Cavill did not create me, and Cavill did not send me to Belle Plaine, St. Andrews Girls School, nor the Allen School.
Oh, bigger the Allen School. I see the Girls School.
I went to the Allen School when I was 9.
Oh, nice. Went to school at 9.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I happened to win a scholarship.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whoa.
So
that's awesome.
Well, you see, I am not one of these great popular people around the place. You know, there's some people.
You're great to us. You are great to us.
Oh, yeah.
There are some people who have to kill a fly. You know, everybody talks about it.
Yes.
So on, but God has been good to me.
Yeah, man.
And He has given me some degree of talent.
Yes.
So I passed the exam for.
I love that. ISO. What's your name? May I ask?
My name is Adele Lynch.
Adele Lynch, who. Born and raised in St. Andrew, Lizzie Kiffin,
no? My father was Delbert Lynch, with One Foot Man.
Nice.
With musician, tailor, shopkeeper, choir master.
Yeah, bigger all our community heroes, man. You know, the people in the communities who's made the country run.
A man with seven daughters.
Keep things going.
Fellas used to get scared when they come near there. If you had seven daughters, what would you do, Sluggy? Hello?
If I have seven daughters, what would you do?
Yeah.
How you mean support them?
No, but I mean, you know, I see fellas used to get scared when they come.
But if I have, but to be, want to know, are you a little more real than the average person? And if I have seven daughters, that mean I have seven daughters from somebody's daughter.
But no, it's only a tease, but you have to be busy. You have to have your eyes open.
Nah, right. I don't move so though. But the thing, but that is, now you got a daughter who's 13, and all of your friends, all your boyfriends, all the girlfriends, everybody feed I like that. And then I just got this vibe, you, that's Uncle Sluggy cool, but do want to play with she, which is what you like. But I like that though, man. I had enough girlfriends. You know what I mean?
But anyhow, the fact is that you...
Your daddy was a little too mean.
Yeah. No, had nothing to do with my dad wasn't mean.
I'm just kidding. You just pull your leg.
But you would not it would not be easy.
It's true. It can't be. Especially when you know how us boys can be. Especially you got a boy like Shawnee or running boat. You know what I mean? Or Ollie running boat.
Or a sluggy.
Everybody used to trust me. Everybody used to trust Sluggy. I was always the rude boy off the block, but could still go in anybody's house and sit down. You know what I mean? It always manners.
Anyhow, Sluggy, we got along quite all right. But Daddy,
yes.
I tell you about Daddy that up to a few hours the night before he died, he still had ears. He claimed that he had ears like a lizard.
Hold on, man. What ears like a lizard mean?
Well, that you hear the slightest sound, you thing. Daddy would be.
I don't know that
dog.
Lizard got ears.
Yeah, good hearing.
I never seen lizard ears. Yeah, I like that one. Boy, you see beards, Ollie. I love beards. Says there, he got ears like a lizard, man. He can hear well. I love that.
If we are up in the house, talking, and Daddy is somewhere in his shop, you're not tooting, and he might just happen to pass wrong, or you're talking something or the other. The next day, he would say, "What is that?"
You know what you're talking about.
But the night before he died, my sister was getting some water to clean him up, and I was running some water as well. So the tap went off. So she called to me about the water, and you know when she went back in to deal with Daddy, he said the water went off. That the night before he died, you know, just a few hours.
You sure?
He was still hearing perfectly. And anyhow, it was good to him. You would not know him. If you know any people from wait, we live in St. Thomas or something, sir?
I live in St. Michael.
Oh,
my family come from St. Thomas.
I thought you come from Hillaby.
St. Andrew. No, my family, my grandmother come from Hillaby, the Watsons.
Right. Emma Watson.
Yes.
And all of that.
Yeah.
Right, and Harold.
Well, don't call it all my family name on radio, man.
Well, but
I'm a popular person, man.
The people from the policeman fella Barney Lynch and all of them.
Yes.
Cecil Gemma.
Okay.
All of those disorders. These people are Daddy's friends, you know.
Okay. Big up Daddy and the one. Big up you and thank you for calling. We really, really enjoyed talking to you, Granny.
Anyhow, I am not a granny because I have no children. Anyhow, let me say it because you would not know my name. I am Adele Lynch. You will not hear the name because I am not one of these popular people.
Well, Adele, I must tell you, this is Oliver here. I've got a message from Ola on the WhatsApp who wants to tell you hello and good evening.
From who?
From Ola. A gentleman by the name of Cuthbert says Ola would like to say good evening to you.
Ola?
Yes.
Ole, ole.
Ola or Olu?
O-L-A.
Is this female?
Yes. A gentleman by the name of Cuthbert, he says his mother, Ola, would like to say good evening to you.
Wait.
So you are popular, though.
His mother is a cousin of mine?
I'm not sure, ma'am. That's just the message that came through, so we're just sending it on to you.
All right. Nice hearing.
Yes.
Nice hearing. And so, Sluggy.
Yes, please.
You must get the thing.
What?
Villagers, all this frosty tide. Let your door swing open wide, though winds may follow and snow betide. Yet draw us in by your fire to bide. Joy shall be yours in the morning. Try and get that music.
No problem.
Of this frosty tide, let your door swing open.
Though winds may follow and snow betide, yet draw us in by your fire to bide. Joy shall be yours in the morning. That's the beginning of the test piece.
Nice, nice. Thanks. Thanks for that. We get a tune. We get some history. We get some family business. We get everything this evening on Beijing.
You just start it out as a musician, you for your music history of thing. The judges was Gerald Hudson, Mr. Gerald Hudson, Captain Raisin, Gerald Hudson, and a thing from the church, a priest from the church.
Adele, I have to interrupt you one last time. It's the person who sent you the message is Ola Clark, and it's your first cousin.
Right, my cousin.
So Adele, thank you so much for your contribution this evening. And yes, from all of us here, we wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas.
It's nice to connect to people who appreciate and understand. Sluggy?
Yes, please.
We will have to get in touch a little bit more. Ah, tell me something. Have you all done anything in honor of my friend, the musician, the band fella from St. Peter, oh dear, who used to play the thing, the cornet. What is it? He had an accident in America.
Me Salters.
Yes.
Anderson Griffith.
Yes.
Well,
I have not heard of anything.
I haven't heard of
Salters.
Yeah, I haven't heard of anything either. I was thinking about him lately.
Salters was my good friend.
Yeah.
After the same day he was leaving Barbados, he passed by and he saw me and shouted and told me he was going away.
Mm-hmm.
And he would probably see me when he came back. We always used to talk and talk about all sorts of things, including music.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he wasn't my good friend, but he trained me as a. He's who trained me and responsible for a lot of what he's doing now. He's who put in the foundation, but all our experiences were different.
He was a good boy. It hurt my heart when I heard that he had died. Anyhow, that's the way it goes, but you all have to, perhaps I should come forward and offer something as a prize or something.
No problem. We would surely appreciate that.
In honor of my friend Salters, because I have not heard anything.
Yes, I haven't heard anything either, but that is a nice gesture. Oftentimes, when we are gone, we are easily forgotten. But Salters did things like Beijing Gems on the Police Band CD. He arranged popular pieces like World Cup that was sung by Malik in the finals for 2006, which is one of the more popular songs in the finals at the time. So Salters did a lot of work. So I appreciate you for shouting out, Salters. Thank you very, very, very much for calling in, Granny. We really, really appreciate you calling in. This is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Boom. Shawnee.
Yes, sir.
Carrie, what you have in the ear, Carrie, sir? Okay, so you gonna ask a question? What you have in the ear? You laughing at Granny? Or God, you love Granny. You know, please get the stories from here. And you know, Ollie, sometimes Ollie is let them express themselves freely. You know, so we appreciate it, man. They dig it. I really dig it. And they can show on the saying, like, what happened is get that in the road. You know what I mean? It would be like walking somewhere and somebody stop me like that. And talk to me like that. Sending 2 hours to pass. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I hate it. Right, like it really, really hit when people do it on the road, but I love when they do it on the radio. You know what I mean? So I appreciate it on the radio. You on the road, you know, it'd be a little paranoid when people stop you and you don't know them. You get me? Especially how things getting in BIM now. But on radio, I love it. So salute to Granny. Ollie here, busy on the phone lines. So Shawnee.
Yes, sir.
To you know.
Getting ready for you, Sluggy. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
I'm talking to Shawnee, Ollie.
Yeah.
Ollie, what happened?
eagerly anticipating this showdown because your time is running out, Sluggy. Let me so
hear. My time, you had it. You was in control. No, you in a hurry to hear Oni. Do you in a hurry? Hurry for Shawnee. You in a hurry to witness this massacre?
Ready. All this talk you guys got.
Listen, Shawnee, three-time semi-finalist.
Yeah.
You coming again next year for Pickety Crop?
I always coming.
Always.
They're going to get tired of seeing me.
Well, you see the you did a run from 99?
Yeah.
Battleground?
No, not 99, 90.
From 1990?
Yep.
Jeez, Shawnee, you're
and
young.
Before that, it was in 88, Richard Stout in 88, 89, and then Battleground in 90.
Nice. So from that experience and tank from that time, we're from 1990 and the tank now. Was
two things. It's a vast difference.
Explain.
It was sweeter, you know.
Sweeter back then?
Back then, yeah. You see, it was more the love now than what is now.
The money.
Yeah, there's the money. fellas like Romeo and Blackthorn and Griner.
Invader.
Invader. And it was so sweet when we finished singing. We used to go to Boxers Road and yellow. Chicken and fish and drink a little beer, you know.
Rum.
Yeah.
I know. And now it's more like a show.
Just a show
and
everybody going home. Bye bye.
Yeah. That vibe.
Yep.
Well, boy, you think we could ever get back there?
Nope.
Well,
trust me.
Well, damn. Sure. It'd be like just like, no.
Never be the same, man. Never.
So then maybe we could do it different to suit this time, you mean? So that community vibe used to feel.
That used to love
and that camaraderie. You're saying that was dead connection. Forever?
It ain't dead forever, but that connection.
That what you mean?
Yeah, boy.
That dead forever?
I don't really get it now in this time.
Listen, right? I didn't expect you to say it so. That is such a heartbreaking thing. I see messages on all these phones, on all these screens that are mine. Big up. So good evening, Sluggy. This is Corey. Oh, good evening, Corey. Good evening to Oliver, Shawnee, and Carissa. I'm really glad Shawnee is on that. Stempo is one of my favorite aspects of Calypso. And Shawnee is one of my favorite Calypsonians. Uh-huh. One of my favorite songs from him is Naughty Boys. Wishing all the best for Carissa. Big ups to Corey for that. Kind sentiment, and we appreciate you. Listen, all you can let Shawnee do some at Stempo now. You ready? How long we got? 5 minutes, 10 minutes? How much longer we got?
We got some time, Sluggy. We do have more callers coming through, though. You know,
you just tell me that we did, though. You said we got more time.
We
see you.
Time.
You got callers? 434-1790. You got callers coming through? You ready? Good evening, Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme. This is Uncle Sluggy on the phone line.
Sorry to come back in, Sluggy.
You don't say that, man. You are not sorry. I don't like that.
But I don't want
don't
to.
Say, but don't say sorry. You are not sorry.
Okay, fair enough.
Give me that rhythm. Give me the rhythm. Hold on. Give me the rhythm. Give me the rhythm, Ollie.
Rhythm, man.
Come, Shawnee. You got Wesley on the phone line. All right. Turn it up. Turn the music in. You good, Shawnee? Let him know if you good. Go, you go first.
Well, Sluggy, done it long overdue that I come here for this interview.
Woo!
You see, this is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Ow!
On VOB 92.9. I hear you giving me a lot of talk, but open that door, man, and take a walk.
Ha!
Cause when I done with you, let me tell you, it's trouble for true. Hey!
Di-di-di-di-di-di! Huh? Wesley? Wesley, sorry, phone line?
Yes, please.
Well, good. Turn the music.
Oh?
Well, they have a man who them call Wesley. Call up the radio station and make it a pest. Wesley is a pest, but Phil is the best. Talking about he know Calypso like he know he chess. Wesley, boy, you don't have a clue. You don't even know what the hell you do. Calling here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Train licks in your pin every time. Turn the music. Go, Shawnee, don't leave you. Don't leave you for you. You shouldn't call in here. You shouldn't call in here a second time. Go, Shawnee, go.
Uh-huh. Well, Slugger Dan, you know that I am the best. I want to put me through the acid test. But listen here, very carefully. You got a limited vocabulary. Woo! My head like a book that will come back. Uh-huh. My tongue like a gun that never gets snapped. So go up on the gully and dig your grave, cause I go catch your tail like Bassa the slave.
Fa-fa-dam. Turn me there. Wesley, we talk to Wesley. Are we keeping the up in line?
Bombay.
Talk to me. Are we keeping the up in line?
Wesley's here.
Wesley.
Yes, sir.
Talk now.
Toy.
Huh?
It's a toy.
I didn't mean that. Will you call for?
No. I just called to let you know. Let Shawnee know it. Oh, and by the way, I enjoyed our old lady.
Of course.
But I want Shawnee to know.
That.
And Ronnie Clark, a testimony to this. Every night after his tent, which is All Stars, a few of us get together for an after tent line. So the love and the spirit and the unity is still there. But Shawnee does run home.
No, man. I line with you. Listen, I can't remember lining with you.
Ask John Clark. We line R.L. Lewis. We line every Colin Spencer. We line.
I don't line with Colin.
Every
Eric.
After 10.
But I can't remember seeing you.
Only line two.
You believe that, man? You believe, man? You know that he do that. He's Rando. You know he know he's Rando. Peter, one he line with Shawnee.
I told Shawnee, my friend. And here you start listening to me just now and he didn't defend me.
He can't. So he can't defend you, Wesley. We here live on radio. Wesley, in case you don't know, we are live on radio. He can't defend you.
But he should have picked on you.
He can't. I am him. You think this is not a recording? Ask me a question if you think there's a recording. This is not false. We here. How he can defend you?
Because when you done with you, you attack for me.
It was too cruel for he to defend. What he can defend us here?
Shawnee, let me down, man.
Like a bunch of coconuts that we want here. That is what we want here. Like, my Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme. Uncle
Thanks
Sluggy
a lot,
and Shawnee.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, one love, Wesley, here. Enough love. We appreciate
love,
you.
Love.
We can do some more at Stan Portley. 434-1790. Big up Quantum Production for sending through the rhythm. Start with the rhythm, Ollie. Who going? Shawnee, me or you? Me? Well, Shawnee, boy.
Not yet.
Turn the rhythm to my ears. When they talk, I can't hear. La. Hey. Whoa. Good. Well, Shawnee boy, I really respect you. I appreciate everything that you do. Come and sit in down in my chair. With your bald head and no hair. You come to challenge the Rasta man.
Yeah, man.
Rasta man with locks and no tan. You come here on beige and rhythm and rhyme.
Yeah, man.
But it's all love each and every time.
Yeah, man.
Pamper. Damn, yeah, you next after. Don't turn the music, Ollie. Don't turn it down. Leave it.
Hey.
Shawnee, a.k.a. Shawnee, come, my brethren.
Well, if you want to come here and sing with me, first thing you should do is dress properly.
Ooh.
You're coming here with rough, dry clothes, but I don't want to play too much blows. I will tell you this one, and it's really true. Police in Barbados looking for you.
Yeah!
I can tell you this one, I don't want to pelt no blows, but you can soon get locked up for killing them clothes.
Yeah! Oh, you don't turn me Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, Uncle Slucky and Shawnee. This is called what?
Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, Extempo.
Well, Shawnee boy, that might be a fact.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you now, my back broad, and my back big. This is my clothes, so boy, don't dig. I can wear them again tomorrow morning. And I can wear them again tomorrow evening. Cause they work hard for my money. And you cannot tell me how to spend it, the me free.
Hey, Bob.
Bo-do-do-do-day. Do-do-do-do-day. Shawnee, now go. Be a good rhythm, I rhyme.
Well, every time that I take a look at your face, I can't believe that from the human race. Well, I have to tell myself flat, God will never create nothing like that. But when you look at the mighty Shawnee, a beautiful and a sexy, but your face so sour, I want you to know, if you spit here right now, a lime tree will grow.
That stand for
Bombay. Hey.
4341790. Call up if you agree with Shawnee. He tell me that I big and I ugly. But his girlfriend said that I'm sexy. His girlfriend said, Sluggy, you is the man. And she just love this Rasta man. She should Shawnee can rhyme, but he can't sing. And he cannot use his tongue to do a damn thing. This is X-Tempo, off the top of the brain. Shawnee, are you even planning none? This is called X-Tempo, Shawnee, you go.
Let's Sluggy down here, listen to me. Why don't you sing something constructively? Your head, man, it like it twirl. Now you're gone. Talking about my girl, but let me tell you something, and it's really true. That kind of thing you should not do, cause this is one I have to say. The same Sluggy Dan woman, Shawnee take she away.
Hey,
yeah, man.
Well, today was really great. We there's Ollie. Ollie, turn it up now. Pam pam. We Ollie, you put hot. Give her pull ups. He play it once. He play it twice. This man Ollie, he's not nice. Trying to sabotage this war. But Sluggy Dan is the best by far. Ollie boy, I don't care what you do. You can play one, three, or two. But today, Shawnee gonna learn this thing. Slug is the best at freestyling.
Hey!
Bo-do-do-do-day. My brother Shawnee, last verse is yours, Shawnee. Go on. It's been great. I love and appreciate you, my brother. To all.
Well, everybody. Boy, I swear, I am so thankful, boy, to be here. Thank you, boy, Sluggy Dan. And this girl next to me, a beautiful woman. Let me tell you something, and you don't mention. Behind me, man, I got my son. And when you look at he, you can start to stare. Cause you notice I didn't get no jacket to wear.
It's yeah! It's true. Hey, look at you. It's true. Listen, Kerry sir, thanks for enjoying that. Thank you very much. 434-1790. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme each and every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. It's December, you know, Christmas season start, the festive season start. Gonna be lots of giveaways. I wanna shout out everyone that always keep it locked on, always support, you know. This or well, somebody put back on the mic over here properly. Well, left it out. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties, you know, Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong. But we're doing a Christmas hamper drive as well for the young ones, doing a Christmas hamper drive. So we want to thank everybody that donate. Big up Marceline, you know, that pulled through with a lot. Big up Sanjay, big up Sonia. Thanks to pawnbrokers, really love and appreciate you. To all Jono's Variety, really appreciate you. Thanks to Island Fitness Lifestyle Center, you know, appreciate you all too. Appreciate everyone that always, you know, support the cause.
840-3711, 840-3711 if you want to donate. 840-3711, just call or WhatsApp. Now, Kerry said before we go, we want to know your plans for the new year. We get anything new for the new year? We get anything coming for the new year?
So for 2023, I have about 3 or 4 songs already lined up to be released.
Done, finished.
Yes.
Done, mixed. Done,
yes.
Ready.
Yes.
That's what we want here. Carissa Chase bringing heat. And you know, we don't got to say goodbye to you. You're his friend. He's sure. You know, his family. We got you right through. You understand? So this ain't goodbye. We can see you much more times. But I just want to congratulate you on everything. I want to congratulate you on never giving up. You know, they say perseverance seldom fail, but it is true. You know, you're singing for 7 years in Teen Talent. You don't give up. You don't complain. You know, you keep coming. Now you decide, well, you're doing your own music, original, and anything thoughtful, everything that was wonderful. I want to congrats you on working hard, because at such a young age and for your workplace to make you a supervisor, it had to be because of hard work and dedication, and I really appreciate them for doing that. But congratulate you for doing that for yourself as well. So keep up the great work, Carissa. You know we got you.
Thanks, 1,000. Thank you.
No problem. Carissa Chase, you know, a true star Bajan. training.nti.org.bb. Go remember all folks, training.nti.org.bb. I want to thank Shawnee Ollie at the end. I want you to just read a few notes from the NTI to end it off. we give people some wonderful info from the NTI. Over 1,000 free courses. Yes, FREE. www.training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. Shawnee, it was great today. It was great. I really want to thank you. Plug in to make sure you could hear. Yes. It was great today, man. I want to thank you for passing through. And, you know, of course, this is going to be your last time.
You know, mama, you ready?
You know, we got enough more words to do. It's Christmas, too. Yeah, so we got to sing about ham, and we got to sing about turkey and the chicken and the jug and the great cake.
Don't forget my beers. All right.
I tell you, you understand. And the festive season no start, so we know got to go. Y'all can see Shawnee lots more time. We can come in here and kick it off. You know what I mean? Just have a good time and enjoy yourself. Yeah, but I appreciate you coming and kicking off the December season, the Christmas season. Yeah. That vibe, bro. I appreciate you passing through for real. Yeah, and congrats on everything. Congrats on everything you do, my brother. And I want to ask you to keep up the great work. What can we look forward to from you for next year? Because sometimes you know you bring out ice, you want to do bashment and all kinds of
You
know me, switch it up. Yeah. So what you can expect for 2023 from you?
Man, you can expect some big things, man. I think I'm going to be doing the party this time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. Come in the party. Show the young boys a thing or two.
so you plan to bring out some party for next year, 2023?
Yeah, but I can still do my commentary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't disappoint Wesley.
You show too much licks in Wesley. He don't want you helping.
Yeah, he don't want help.
But you can help him. Wesley, no one can save you. No one can save you. But biggest to Wesley, all of you, you ready? We talking points. I want to tell everyone, thanks for tuning in. Thanks to all the callers that got in. To the callers that did not get in, please try again next week. Please bear with us. I apologize. Granny, we appreciate the story and the knowledge and the history. We love you. You know, since she's 83 years old, we wish you 83 more. You know, thanks for keeping it locked on. Wesley, I would love to thank you for calling in. But I throw so much licks in you today that I don't think we should thank you. So, Wesley, I want to say a thank you. I'm not thanking you today. Today was licks for you. And you got to come back next week to redeem yourself. And bring somebody. Call your want Shawnee Savior. And Shawnee can save you today. So, bring somebody. Kerry, sir, I appreciate you. My boy, Rec on drums in the back. Another superstar in the making. People keep it locked. Bim Got Talent is the movement. Uncle Sluggy is the man. And Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme is the place. NTI, ayo.
Yeah. And this course is called Citizenship. This is an online course provided by the National Transformation Initiative, or NTI, about our values, rights, and responsibilities as Barbadian citizens, and updated to reflect what it means to be a parliamentary republic. The citizenship course provides tools that can help you strive for excellence, communicate better, work well with others, and be active citizens engaged in our community. It is created by Bayesians for Bayesians. It has 5 modules: excellence and integrity, effective communication skills for everyday life, developing new competencies, active teamwork, and understanding my national identity. This course is for every Barbadian 11 years and older. You can enroll in the citizenship course for free by registering on trainingnti.org.bb. Citizenship is designed to help build a strong sense of national identity and what it means to be Bayesian, contributing to the development of Barbados. Beginner level offered by the NTI.
There are over 1,000 courses available for free at training.nti.org.bb and more coming. The NTI spouting courses like a burst man.
The pipe burst, is that the first?
Don't let this opportunity go to waste. Dive in like a plumber, cause a mine is a terrible thing to waste.